Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and no anxiety for old anxiety, my dear?
Everybody, this is Lady Taz wishing all of you a happy new year, and this is our first show of the year, the 2nd of January, and I'm assuming a lot of you just finished celebrating the new year, and that's what the show is going to be about today, is all about New Year's. But first, I'd like to welcome my panelists. I'll start by saying hello to Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm doing okay. And Renee. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Happy New Year to you, Renee.
Happy New Year to everybody. And I think everybody just celebrated a Happy New Year.
Yes. And Sean, Happy New Year to you.
Oh, wow. Why you stumble over my name? Damn. Happy New Year to you too.
Well, she couldn't decide which man she wanted to say first. That's all.
Oh, and see, there's Renee as usual cleaning your shit up.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say as usual cleaning my shit up, because usually she tries to push me into the shit. So I don't know. I mean, maybe she's turned over a new leaf. I don't know. And we'll get to that later in the show. And Chris, Happy New Year to you.
What's up? Happy New Year.
Good grief. Well, his tone hasn't changed at all. Come on, Chris, I thought you'd be a lot more, you know, happy and festive.
I was happy. I mean, it's hard to go from, you know, one, you know, extreme to another. I was, like, you know, working on something, so to go from that to ha-ha-ha, he-he-he, you know, my mind still is on what I was just doing.
Okay. Well, maybe we can get to ha-ha-ha and he-he-he by the end of the show.
Is there some naked women over there or something?
Oh, my God. Okay. Something's just never changed. Here I'm thinking, you know, new year, new leaves, new, you know, resolutions. But, of course, none of that's coming to fruition. Okay.
Like you said, the Matrix. Some things change and some things stay the same.
Wow. Yes. And sometimes, you know, things staying the same actually does give us comfort. So here's what I want to start with. You guys heard the song that I played, Auld Lang Syne, and I don't know about you, but I've often wondered, what the hell does that mean? And what does the song actually mean? And when I would take certain words apart, I really couldn't figure out why it was considered sort of the New Year's song all over the world. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of trivia, a little bit of information for starters. So this particular song was written as a poem originally by a guy by the name of James Watson in 1711. Now, the version we enjoy today was later rewritten, 1741, by a guy by the name of Robert Burns. And this song is actually Scottish. And so that's why it says Auld Lang Syne. And if you want to have a, you know, sort of a loose translation of what that means, it means for the sake of old times. The song basically or essentially begins by posing a rhetorical question as to whether it is right that old times be forgotten. And it's generally interpreted as a song that calls us to remember our longstanding friendships. Essentially, the song has been used over the years to symbolize endings and new beginnings. Now, what I found really interesting when researching the song was that it's actually a Canadian band leader by the name of Guy Lombardo, who is credited with popularizing this song in North America as sort of the New Year's song. And that all started in 1929. So there you go, guys. I don't know if you were curious, but I was, and now I got the answers. What do you think?
Well, now we know.
Yeah, I can see that you're none too impressed in any event. Okay, fine, whatever. Let's see if we can pick this up a little. All right, so here's the next thing that I thought we would do today. You know, in entering into the new year, it's always kind of good to kind of look at the year that just closed. And now, Lisa may not be able to answer these questions because she's a newcomer on the scene, so I'm not going to torment her by having to have her answer the following questions. But I'm going to ask the other three of you, and I'll go around the table. First question, can you name, let's say, three or four, doesn't matter, even one, show that you think made it to our top six, because I'm going to announce today what our top six shows were for the year 2010. So I'm going to start with Renee. Take a stab at it, Renee. What do you think were some of our top shows in 2010?
Well, I can't remember all, but the I know you didn't like that term, but the Cougar Show.
Ah, and, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, but that actually was in 2009, Renee. But good point. Yeah, that was in 2009.
See, I have an issue with time. Obviously.
Okay, take another stab at it.
The show that we did at the end of the year. Almost
which one?
Next to the last show about the guy.
Emasculation.
Emasculation of men.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Yep, that's on our top six.
I don't know why, but yeah. Not my favorite, but.
Well, that's all right, because sure you'll be doing top. A hell of a lot more of that show, let me tell you. Do you want to try to pick another top show or no?
I'll probably be going into a different year, so no. We can pass it. Pass the
okay,
baton.
Okay, Chris, what do you think? What do you think made the top six of our shows that we did in 2010?
Well, I definitely know it was the one about me. Okay, that was definitely.
Okay. Wrong answer.
And then the one Emasculation of Men. That definitely was a nice one. And it was, I can't remember that. I remember being on the, I don't know what, I can't remember because, you know, like I said, I got so much going on right now, so my mind not really focused. But definitely the Emasculation of Men, that show I was the most definitely in the top six.
Okay. And Sean, what do you think?
How about the show All About Taz?
Nope, didn't make it on either list, because I'm going to announce the top six of 2010, and I'm going to announce the top 10 of all time. Nope, All About Taz didn't make it. Not even close, actually. So here you go, guys. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, what about the show where everybody thought me and Renee was kicking it?
Well, that was part of another show. And, yeah, that did make it to the top six.
Really?
Yes, it did. So here goes the countdown, guys. And you're going to find this really interesting. I found it interesting. Hopefully you'll find it interesting, too. So starting with number six spot, which really surprised me that it made it up there. Now, again, these numbers are based on archived listens, live listens, and call-ins, all three numbers put together. And in number six spot, believe it or not, it's He Is Not Who You Think He Is.
I
forgot about
that
one.
He Is Not Who You Think He Is?
He's Not Who You Think
He
Is. That was just before the sociopath one. That was our lead-in into the whole sociopath one.
Oh, okay.
Then in number five spot, we got two of them that are tie. Honesty versus Lying, Part 1, and Communication Between Men and Women. Those two are tied for spot number five.
Wow.
Yeah. Then we got two that are tied in spot number four. The N-word... and feminism, destructive or empowering?
Destructive.
Oh.
No, we answered that question already. But we will be doing more of these shows. Then, in number three spot, and this really blew me away, guys. I was really surprised. Our Christmas show.
Really?
Our Christmas show was number three.
Okay, I wouldn't have thought that.
It just happened on that.
Huh?
It just happened that day. Why was that so good?
And then in number...
Right?
What?
I said, it's amazing because there was no controversy.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, the whole Christmas thing and, you know, whatnot. Yeah, I was really surprised that that was our number three. And then in number two spot, we have Racism in Society. And in number one spot, wow, you guys really, you know, got this one. Emasculation of Men was number one for the year of 2010. So those are our top six for 2010. But now here I'm going to tell you what the top so keep that list in mind, okay, because those particular ones that I just mentioned, their numbers are so high that they actually make our top 10 list. of all time, since we began this show back in May of 2009. But I'm going to tell you which shows make the top 10. So add to those shows the following. At number 10 spot, we've got Holding On When It's Over. At number 9, we got Younger Man, Older Woman. So you got that one, Renee. It's like way up there with its numbers. Then we got in number 8 spot, My Ex Is Dating a Sex Offender. That really surprised
me.
Yeah. And this one takes the cake of all shows. In other words, Emasculation of Men is not our number one show of all time. Our number one shows are, and get this, and we're talking by double the numbers of all other shows. Double, almost triple. Freaky Sex Part 1 and Part 2.
Oh, well,
so Freaky Sex Part 1 takes number 2 spot, and Freaky Sex Part 2 takes number 1 spot of all time. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's crazy. But then again,
there you go. I don't know. We're going to have to do a whole lot more sex shows, I think, by the looks of things.
Oh, well, you can
so what do you think, guys? Pardon?
You can let me host that show.
Is that right? Oh, well, all right. You know,
yeah.
I may just hold you to it. So any comments from you guys about those numbers?
I'm not surprised about any of them other than the freaky sex.
Right.
I know.
Oh, you are
surprised. I'm surprised that made number one. To me, there was a lot more meaningful shows, but a lot more shows that I actually enjoyed. But
yeah, but we talk about human beings, so baby, they don't talk about nothing but money and sex.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we haven't done any money ones. I guess that's the next place we need to go. So, although we have done sex for money, right? We did prostitution shows. We did. In any event, yeah. Okay, so you were surprised by that, but you were also surprised by the Christmas show taking number 3 spot, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But did that make the top 10? That was
the
top 10, huh?
All the numbers,
I am surprised by that, too, because
I mean,
there was no controversy. Controversy in sex seems to be, like, what piqued everyone's attention, interest.
Yeah, and when you say did it make the top, the ones that I read to you as being our top 6
also
made it onto the top 10,
right.
But they got boosted down by 2, given Freaky Sex Part 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers just kind of, you know, shift down so that Emasculation of Men ends up being number 3 and so forth and so on. And then I think Young Man, Older Woman slides in there somewhere. But, yeah, there you go. That's the list. Any comments?
You know, I'm not surprised, you know, especially with sex and, of course, the Emasculation of Men show because what's going on now between men and women. I mean, the whole gender roles are just flipped upside down, and we're seeing the effects in relationships between men and women, I think probably of all racial lines, and we are seeing the effects that it is having on our children now. The stories I'm hearing now about little boys in particular is just blowing my mind, you know, acting more feminine.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's certainly things that I had never heard of growing up as a child, minus the fact that I used to love watching Sonny and Cher. You know, I didn't have long hair, so I'd get my long towel, put it on my head, swing it around my head like I was Cher. And then one time my male cousin came down, and he wanted himself a towel, too, so he could swing his long hair. I was just like, okay. But, you know, now we're seeing and we're hearing, you know, little boys want to dress up like girls for Halloween. Mothers taking their little boys in to the nail shop to get their nails and feet done, and little boys throwing fits because they can't get their nails and feet done. I mean, it's just some crazy shit going on.
That's a very good point.
I'm not surprised with, you know, sex being up there, HIV being a pandemic now, but, you know, two things people sure enough going to do and they shouldn't be doing is, you know, people are eating themselves to death and screwing themselves to death, so I'm not surprised. Right now got their lips wrapped around something, either edible or non-edible, that they shouldn't have their lips wrapped around right now.
Damn.
So, you know, hey, that's I'm not surprised. I am not surprised.
All right, Lisa, I got to put a halt on you, girl. I mean, man, you lay it down. Don't forget, everybody, she's the one that came up with the term in our last show, that she was going to have, what was it?
CD, Christmas booty.
That's it. So I'm sure that phrase will be with us for the rest of the year. You're absolutely right. And that's why, you know, I thought these numbers were really important to kind of give us a sense of, well, you know, where people's interests lie and what sorts of shows we should probably do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm certainly committed to the whole male, female dynamic and the problems between them. And specifically, I want to do a number of shows that are geared towards women. But you know, we'll work that all out as the year progresses. But, yeah, I found some of these stats pretty interesting. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, and again, Lisa won't be able to answer this question, what was your favorite show that you can remember of 2010? And again, I will start with you, Renee.
Why? I have chronological problems, obviously.
All right. Okay. Look. Give me a couple that you enjoy doing, okay? It doesn't matter if they fall in 2010.
He's Not That Into You show. I really like the one, The Older Man, Younger Woman. There's so many shows that we've had that I've honestly enjoyed. And in most cases, we always have people that come on that are very respectful as we show that we are respectful of one another. So any shows that are productive, nobody's whining, blaming, all that kind of nonsense, then I can enjoy it.
Okay, well, you're going to have a whole lot of unenjoyable shows in this coming year, Renee. Okay, Sean, what was your favorite show or one of your favorite shows?
Freaky Sex Part 2.
Freaky Sex Part 2.
Part 2, not 1.
Yeah.
And my ex is dating a sex offender. I really like that one because I think we were very informative and, you know, we put out some info for some people that may not have known some things or whatever, whatnot. Through all of the comedy and fun stuff that we do on the show, I think that one sticks with me the most because, I've been through that situation. I'm still going through that situation. And, just the fact that we got information out to people, you know, whether they knew it or not, you know, it was a very positive show. And I'm hoping that it helps somebody out there in radio land, internet land, whatever land.
And I agree with you, Sean, but, you know, I would like to point out that we try to make each and every one of our shows, educational or, you know, to you know, sort of inform people. Like our shows that we did on religion, part one and part two, they ranked pretty high up there. I think they're like 11 and 12. I mean, and those were pretty informative as well, right? Then there was the dating someone with children that ranked pretty high, and interracial relationships ranked pretty high. But like I said, they didn't make the top 10. But, you know, I hope that each of our shows, you know, people walk away with more information than when they came into the show. And certainly a difference of opinion.
Exactly.
You know, for example, today, I know that, you know, maybe not anybody on my panel, but I know that there's people that have wondered about this song, "Auld Lang Syne." And see, now you know. So even if that's the only information this particular show today is going to provide, you're going to have one little tidbit. A piece of trivia.
Okay, so what we going to do about the people out there that's wondering about me or Renee?
Pardon me?
I said, what are we going to do for the people out there that are wondering about me, you, and Renee?
Well, I don't know. Would you like to dedicate a whole show to that?
Well, I mean, we can. I don't have a problem with it. We're gonna have to get together and do our threesome first. Then we'll come back and do the show.
Well, you know, I know exactly where Sean is going with this. I know exactly where Sean's going with this, and I'm not even gonna. I'm just not even gonna go there right now. I'm not gonna bite. Yeah, Chris. Chris, what was one of your favorite shows that we did?
Well, I know one of them was the show when you became a pimp at the end.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the, I think that was the communication between men and women show.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just know we were having fun that day, so.
Yeah, she was pimping.
Yeah, you're right. That was a good one.
Yep.
That was when I tried to pimp you all out, and then somebody wrote me and said, pimp Taz, or what was it? Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
well,
we've had some good times.
Well, you did say that you would be the one, you know, coordinating our affairs. That is a sense of pimping.
Yes, this is all very true. I can't deny it. It's on tape.
Oh, damn.
Definitely can't.
Well, it was all in good fun. You'll have to go back, Lisa, and listen to some of these shows. Pretty good.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I thought the one that you all did on the interracial dating, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I like that show, too.
Okay,
I
good,
like
good. So,
black, white,
you like them all.
Oh, yeah. I don't discriminate. I love women. I love Mars. That's what I love Mars. Damn it.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah. Uh huh. We're gonna have to address that at some point as well.
Even the green.
Although now, even the what?
The green.
The green, like brother Captain Kirk.
That's right. You got it.
Oh,
you
God.
Got it.
See, I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Of course you don't.
Yeah, well, because I keep trying to tell you I'm sweet and innocent. I don't know about all that kind of
stuff. You're going to keep telling us until you convince yourself.
Right. That's exactly what you're going to have to do.
Now, see, Renee, I'm going to repeat something I said earlier offline, which is, Renee, I thought, you know, as a kind of segue into our next segment, that you had made a resolution. I am going to be very kind and sweet to Lady Taz and not be a shit disturber. Wasn't that? No, that wasn't right. All right. So that was not one of your resolutions.
No, I typically don't do the New Year's resolution things.
Okay, so that is going to be our next segment. But, of course, as always, Lady Taz did some research. So I'm going to educate our listeners a little on the whole history of New Year's tradition and celebration and resolution and so forth. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with the definition of resolution. The definition of a New Year's resolution is a commitment that an individual makes to a personal goal, project, or the reforming of a habit. The lifestyle change is generally interpreted as being advantageous. So it's a goal that somebody sets that they want to accomplish in the coming year. Now here's a little bit of history. The tradition of New Year's resolutions goes all the way back to 153 BC, before Christ, when Janus, a mythical king of early Rome, was placed at the head of the calendar. Now, what's interesting about this mythical king, Janus, is that Janus has two faces, the front and the back. And the reason is because it symbolizes being able to look back to the old year and forward to the new year. Now, Janus became the ancient symbol for resolutions, and many Romans looked for forgiveness from their enemies and exchanged gifts at the beginning of each year. The new year has not, I don't know if you guys know this, but the new year has not always been on January 1st. And in fact, even today, it doesn't begin on that day for everybody. It begins on that day only for cultures that use the 365-day solar calendar. And January 1 became the beginning of the new year in 46 BC when Julius Caesar developed a calendar that would more accurately reflect. Somebody is moving something around, banging pots, or doing something. Please stop. A calendar that would more accurately reflect the seasons. Now, the Romans named the first month of the year after Janus, and that's why it's called January. And he is the guardian of doors and entrances. Now, the beginning of the year has been switched back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It hasn't always been January 1. In the Middle Ages, Christians changed New Year's Day to December 25th, the birth of Jesus. Then they changed it to March 25th. And then in the 16th century, Pope Gregory the 13th revised the Julian calendar, and it was returned back to January 1st. And as you know, the Chinese, they base their calendar on the moon. And so the lunar calendar is less than 365 days, so their New Year's falls somewhere between January 19th and February 21st. In any event, regardless of the culture, it's always been considered a time for celebration and various customs. So, and resolutions. So I'm going to start by asking each of you, A, whether you made any resolutions for the new year, and if so, or if not, why? So I'll start with you, Lisa.
I'd have to say one of the first ones I have a couple, is to drop 50 pounds because I plan on running in a half marathon this year.
Oh, wow.
I want to participate in a half marathon and complete it without the assistance of an ambulance.
Okay. That would be, you know, good thinking. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said you had another one.
Oh, just less bitch food this year, which is processed food, because they just make me evil. So I'm going to rebuke. I'm not going to say get behind me. I'm going to rebuke the senseless processed food eating. So just get more healthy in the mind and the body and spiritually.
Okay. There you go. And Renee, since you already sort of answered, I'll go to you next.
I typically don't do like a New Year's resolution type thing, but a few weeks ago, actually like November, I started exercising more. So I guess that could kind of fall in line, but that's the type of thing I just need to do, period. Need to lose some weight. The past year I've gained so much weight, being lazy, and I'm less active, so I just need to become more active, period. But as far as, like, typical saying, okay, this is my New Year's resolution, no, don't really do that.
Okay. And next I'm going to turn it to Sean. Sean, any New Year's resolutions? I can't wait to hear this.
Well, actually, I haven't made any New Year's resolutions, but I think what I'm going to do is smoke less Newport, smoke more weed, and bang more bras.
Okay, so that was not worthy of the airtime that we gave it.
Bang more bras.
Yeah.
I haven't heard broad since. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, that word is on the comeback. No, but seriously. I was just joking. I'm serious. Seriously, I'm gonna try to quit smoking Newports.
Well, because I keep thinking about how he said, I'm going to quit Newports and smoke more weed. Like, I mean, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's all.
No, that's it. That's my resolution. I'm going to slow down with the Newports. That's all.
Well, good luck with that.
All right. And then we turn it to Chris. Chris, what about you?
Well, I make the same New Year resolution every year. That's to not kill anybody.
Okay.
And I usually
all
stick
right.
to it. Well, you
well,
know what?
Yeah.
People make me mad.
Oh, God. Wouldn't a more, like, I'm just asking, not that I want to mess with your resolution or anything, but wouldn't a better resolution maybe be like, get yourself into some anger management or, you know, try to control my temper? Like, wouldn't that kind of
be better than not to kill anybody?
Saying
it's me. That would be saying it's me, okay? It's not me. It's them.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Wow.
But no, on the real, I don't really make them. I mean, because one, nobody stick to them anyway, so... I just go with the flow.
And I have to say, Chris, there is something you said that concerns me just a little, and, you know, maybe it's the lawyer in me, but what you said was, I'm going to make the same resolution I make every year, which is not to kill anybody. And most years I've been successful at keeping it. That word most,
mostly I've been able to keep that since I've been making that resolution.
Right.
I didn't. I've never always made that resolution.
I thought there might have been.
It ain't like I've been making it for 25 years, you know.
Okay. See, that's really good. Did you explain that? Because, see, I took it different, right? I took it like you made the resolution, and this one particular year, you just couldn't keep it. So I just wanted to make sure that...
About four teardrops under your right eye.
I've been able to keep it since I made a resolution. I've been able to keep it.
Okay, well, you know, thank the good Lord for that. And so, given the, you know, magnitude of some of these resolutions we've heard, I would just like to wish each and every one of you the very best of luck, especially you, Chris, in keeping your New Year's resolution.
Well, I
had two of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the next one.
My other New Year's resolution was to give more orgasms.
Oh. Well. There you go. This show can never be normal.
Fun,
it can never be normal.
That sounds fun, Chris.
Nah, I was gonna do that same resolution of not killing anybody, but that ain't gonna work. I can't do that resolution.
Oh Lord! All right, really, really, really. Come on now. Hello. In case you don't know, okay, these tapes are admissible as evidence in courts of law, okay, because they're public.
Okay,
oh, my
that's
God.
Fine. That's fine. Hey, look, let me explain something to you, Bob.
Oh, please
if I'm
do.
If I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to go to jail for a damn good reason.
Oh, wait, hey, what do you have to say to that? Lisa, anybody.
I will say that I've always said the same exact thing.
No, but really,
guys, I think we're all just goofing off. It's a new year, and nobody can take any of this stuff seriously.
Well, there you go. Lisa, how do you feel being in the company of these individuals?
Lunatics.
Everybody's entitled to how they feel, you know? That's how they feel.
Alrighty then. So we got to stay all the way.
Do you know how many people would like me to stick to that second resolution?
Every woman that you choose to pleasure would ultimately enjoy for you to stick to that second resolution.
Mm-hmm.
No half-stepping.
You know, personally, I don't think there's no half-stepping on the first one. You know, second one, hey, you know, whatever. But that first one, I think, is...
Well, since you're asking everybody what their New Year's resolutions are...
Yeah, what's yours?
What's yours, Missy?
To get more orgasms.
Hey, oh, hell no.
She got a get used to being a Sunday on a Tuesday first.
Oh, my God. You know, I was telling that story to somebody just the other day, and they were like, oh, God, okay. You are so you.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling the truth.
Right. And you know, respect. What can I say? This is great. I'm I love these resolutions. I actually should have known that it was going to go this way, but I didn't.
What's your resolution?
My resolution?
Yes.
My resolution is to try to get better control of my Sunday show.
Oh, you can hang that shit up. That ain't going to happen.
That is not your resolution. You can't create stuff. How do you go along?
I was just getting to the whole topic of resolutions, and one of the things it says there is that it's really important to have the support of your friends so that you can, you know, accomplish your resolutions. And so look what happened when I said what I was going to do. Like, y'all just, like, pour me down, you know.
So we support you. We support you. Now, you know I support you. Remember when you called me and told me about what that jerk was trying to do?
Right.
Yeah, I got your back, baby. Believe me, I got your back. But you getting control of your own show, that ain't gonna happen.
Well, thank you so much for your optimistic view.
That ain't gonna happen, baby. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be a real fool now, and I'm going to ask that fatal question. And why is that?
What you mean, why is that? You don't... Did you ever think you had control of your own show?
Well, yeah, I guess when I was delusional.
I mean, as long as you got your equipment there to get us on the air and get everybody online, we control this.
Well, technically, you're forgetting that I still have the ultimate power of mute.
I understand that you have a mute button, but if you really think about it, you don't want to do that, really. You don't want to mute anybody.
because that would be, that's just not cool. That you would be a bad host then. You would be a very bad host.
Oh, shame on me. Bad host.
Yes, shame on you, bad host. You don't want to do that.
I knew you were going to pull the mute card.
You shouldn't do that. If I was doing the show, I wouldn't mute you.
You wouldn't or you would?
I wouldn't.
Oh.
Hey,
well, no, I can understand that.
If anybody's going to get muted, it's going to be somebody that calls in and gets to talking some shit that they don't know what they're talking about. Then, okay, you get the mute button. See ya. Gotta go. But I would never mute you. So why would you, why you want to pull out your mute card?
Because, up in Canada, they don't have the fake freedom of speech thing. Okay.
Oh, they don't have the First Amendment.
Yeah. Well, no, the fake amendment. Yeah, they don't have it.
Oh, okay. That's what that is.
Yeah, call it the First Amendment. I call it the fake amendment. Yeah, we don't have the fake amendment. They don't have the fake amendment.
No, we have the real one.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
as long as human beings involved, y'all amendment ain't worth the paper that's written on either.
Oh, yeah. No, our shit works really well. Stuff that you guys get away with down there, you can never get away with up here.
What, like bringing weed over to Canada?
Oh, God. Yeah, no, you can't.
I'm talking about speed.
I don't know how
you can't get away with. What type of stuff you can't get away with?
Well, right now you can't get away with shit because I'm going to mute all of y'all. Except for Lisa, who's sitting by quietly and gently listening. Lisa, you're on my side, right?
Hey, I'm
Lisa?
Neutral. This is your house.
Oh!
The Queen's house.
Oh, wait a minute. Party. You are not Switzerland.
Hey.
What? Canada
this
usually
is. This is your house, honey. This is your queendom.
There you go. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Could you please repeat that, Lisa? Lisa, can you please repeat that for? Because I don't think they heard you.
We heard her. I can repeat it.
She said,
wah, wah, wah.
It'll be interesting to see how Lisa changes as the year progresses.
Yes. I know now. I might
have
muted.
Because we all did, right?
I might have muted. I said, I'm not
going to
mute it.
Yeah, that's going to come
up. She's not going to mute you. But,
I don't know. We'll see.
You will change. You will come to the dark side.
Well, I'm only halfway there. That's all that y'all don't know.
You're definitely going to come to the dark side. That's for
sure. I'm already there.
Lisa, let me make something perfectly clear to you, okay? What is that noise
somebody,
in the background?
Somebody is breathing, girl. I think somebody got...
I am her father.
And like what's going on.
No, Darth Vader. I am her father. She's coming to the dark side. And my Darth Vader breathing.
You guys are nuts.
Somebody's on here doing something. I was about to say, Pam, what you got going on here? Somebody's on here with they got some lotion, some Vaseline. They doing something they should be doing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Where are you going, Lisa?
I didn't hear worse than that.
See? See how cool she comes to the other side? See how cool she comes to the dark side? I told you.
No, Lisa.
That's one of my favorite shows, too. That was one of my favorite shows, too.
Which? Which one?
The
hand
you
job hate. Show.
Not the hand job,
what?
The other job.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my favorite shows, girl. I don't even know what we talked about.
Okay, Lisa, you need to listen to me. Okay, you started out the new year on the right foot, unlike your three partners there. Okay? You've got it right. This is my queendom, you know, boom, 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 like you got it all right. And, you know, you ain't taking no shots at me, you know. So you make sure you maintain that now.
I will try.
Off with her head.
She said she would try. I try every day. Miss Taz?
Yes.
Miss Taz, why don't you acknowledge your shots? We're not the only ones throwing shots. Yeah. We're not the only ones throwing shots.
No.
Girl, you be shooting with a Tommy gun.
You talk, Chris.
Bennett, I only return fire when fired upon.
Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
You only see it when it's coming at you.
Next, you're going to say, because you're in Canada, you almost French, so you just surrender when we face them.
Oh, no, I'd never say that.
No, Lady would Pat would never say that.
No, I would never, ever
say that.
No. Not ever. You're thinking about somebody else, let me tell you.
Yeah, the French.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, okay, that's a whole other topic.
Hey, listen, I got some time off coming to me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I might make your acquaintance again.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving right along. So back to these resolutions. We've only got 9 minutes in the show, not even seven. Oh, my God. And we're not even, like, halfway done anything. Okay, so I wanted you guys to guess what are the top 10 resolutions that people make. So I'm going to start with Lisa. Lisa, give me some that you think make the top 10.
Oh, you know, lose weight. That's number one, probably. Get a new job, get the finances together, and one of my friends said the other night, she's going to drop 210 pounds. She was talking about a soon-to-be ex-husband. So.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah. So I think some of those.
Okay, Renee, you want to take a shot?
They're the same. Wait. I would say is number one as well. Budgeting better, you know, which fell in line with finances, getting finances in order. So those would be, I agree with those.
Okay, Chris, what do you think?
Let's see, weight, getting married, stuff like that, finances. Breathing. Making sure you breathe every morning and open your eyes. That's a good resolution. Let's see, what else?
You may not have control over that one.
Peace.
And, oh,
okay, Sean, what about you? Oh, go ahead.
Quit smoking, money, weight, new girlfriend, new boyfriend, new wife, new husband, managing money, you know, the typical stuff, not eating fried food. Some people even get to the point where they're like, I'm not going to eat no more pork. But that's
Okay, so here's the top 10. None of you got the number one. Number one was spend more time with family and friends, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is fit in fitness, meaning let me go out and do some exercise. Number three is lose weight. Number four is quit smoking. Number five is enjoy life more. Number six is quit drinking. Number seven is get out of debt. Number eight is learn something new. Did you hear that, guys? Learn something new. Number nine, help others. And number 10, get organized. So there you go.
I thought you could say get orgasms.
No,
it sounds like you just had one.
Oh, my God, Lisa, I've got my finger on the mute button now.
Hey, Taz, I learned something new.
What did you learn?
I learned how to break a blunt down with my fingernail.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, I learned something new.
What did you learn?
I learned that if I want to learn some stuff that I don't really care about, I just let you do the research and let you talk about it at the beginning of the show.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where's my mute button?
Bang, bang.
All right. So this is how it's going to be. What are you doing? You know, you fools, man. We didn't even get to discuss tradition.
We didn't get to.
And this really scares me. I'm so glad that we didn't have the show like yesterday, because there are various traditions, right? They say whatever happens to you or whatever you do on the first day of the year is what you're going to be doing all year long.
All right, it says
that's going to be your situation, right? So the way you all been coming at me, thank God this wasn't yesterday. Right? Because then I have to endure this all year. Now, at least, I know there's still some hope.
So that means I'm going to be smoking blunts for the rest of the year?
Oh, my God.
See, I'm not superstitious.
I'm not
I don't
either.
Go through all of that.
How
can they say that one when they keep changing New Year? They didn't change New Year like five times. I mean...
Oh, well, more than that, actually. But look, just to run a couple of traditions. oh, God, I don't even want to do this now.
Much love,
well,
baby, my love.
I know is collard greens is
yes,
for money. Black eyed peas is for luck. So you cook those. People go to what, like a... What do they call it? The sunrise service or watch night service? No, sunrise
service.
Easter, watch night service.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's quite a bit. For me, family is something I'm always with. So I guess I didn't relate to those because a lot of the things that you listed are norm for me.
Well, let's run a couple of different traditions. For example, in Sicily, okay, the tradition for good luck. For you to eat lasagna on New Year's Day. You cannot eat any other kind of noodle because if you do, it'll bring you bad luck. In Spain, when the clock strikes midnight, the Spanish eat 12 grapes, one with every toll of the bell, and that's supposed to bring you good luck. In Peru, they do a little spin on that Spanish tradition of eating the 12 grapes. They eat a 13th grape to ensure good luck. In Greece, they bake a special bread in which they bury a coin in the dough. And so whoever gets the coin in their slice is going to have really good luck. Mm-hmm. One of our traditions was when we go to Slovenia and dances, they drop a bunch of balloons at midnight, and you're supposed to burst as many balloons as you can. So, yeah, we can't get through all of these. Well, China, for example, for the Chinese New Year, every front door is adorned with a fresh coat of red paint because red is the symbol of good luck and happiness. So there you go. What can I tell you?
Hey, which one?
That's it.
Which one is the one they bake the coin in the bread?
One with the baked corn is Greece.
The one they bake the that's Greece? Yeah, well,
yes,
I hate to say it, but whoever gets the coin in their slice, they ain't going to be so lucky if they swallow that motherfucker.
In Haiti, they wear new clothing and exchange gifts in the hopes that it will bring a good luck in the new year. So that's it, you guys. Now, I was going to try to wish everybody a Happy New Year in a multitude of different languages. So I guess since we've gotten off the air already, I could still do this because it'll be in the playbacked version. So you guys ready to hear my attempts at saying Happy New Year? Okay. In Slovenian, Srečno Novo Leto. In Chinese, Chu Shen Tan. In Dutch, Gulik New Yara. In Finnish, Omelista Uta Vuta. In French, Bon Année. In German, Pros New Yara. In Hebrew, El Shana Tofah Tika Tevu. Wow, I'm not doing that one good. Hindi, Nia Sa Mubarak. Italian, Bueno Capodomo. Portuguese, Feliz Ano Novo. Russian, Sinovim Godim, Serbian Croatian, or Serbo-Croatian, Srećna Nova Godina, in Spanish, Feliz Ano Nuevo, and Turkish, Yeni Yilimits Katlu Orsun. And I think there was one more. Ah, in Arabic, that's the last one, Kulam U Atum Salimun. And that's it, you guys. Happy New Year to all of you. Wow, what a crazy show.
Come back
and join us next Sunday when hopefully the lunacy will calm down.
Feliz años nuevo.
Okay, I don't know what they're saying, but you know what? We're out before somebody says something really bad. Thanks for being with us. Join us next Sunday.
Same bat channel, same bat time. Same bat
Same ball. Wonderful music.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know why you guys whine about this music, okay? It's wonderful.
Sing the same for the